Well, it's Tuesday, and you know exactly what that means. That's right. It's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I am so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're doing a special episode, and you don't want to miss a moment of it. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. And believe me, you'll want to take notes. Let's lock in, y'all. See you in a minute. Well, good Tuesday, everybody. Good afternoon, and welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. First and foremost, before we get started, I want to thank all of you for your support of last week's episode. If you have not listened to it, please, after you listen to this episode, please listen to So Be It. It was a great way to end a series, which I felt this series was pretty decent to start off this third season of the 2-2 Podcast. But again, thank you for your support of the episode. Thank you for your support of the previous series entitled Bro Code. I can't thank you all enough for all that you are and all that you continue to be each and every week. And also, thank you for your support of this show. I can't say it enough. You guys are absolutely amazing. But we just getting started, and you don't want to miss what's coming up on Thursday. Matter of fact, let me give you a quick little preview of what's going on starting Thursday. So I wanted to do a series that talked about some things in life that we all deal with, but used music titles as a means to talk about them. And so, starting Thursday, we are starting a brand new series entitled Mixtape. And I encourage you, if you feel that there is a song title that would fit, that would be fitting for this series, please. Feel free to follow me on social media. You'll get those tags at the end of this episode. But we are starting that series on Thursday. It's called Mixtape. So I don't want you to miss a moment of it. So be there, or be L7 Square. Anyway, oh gosh, did I really just say that? Anyway, moving on. All right, let's get to work. If this is your first time, or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I pray that in these next few moments, I speak to your storm, speak to your struggle, speak to your situation. I strive to be three things on this podcast and in my life, and that is authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within those three pillars of my life and this show, that I say something that energizes you, that supercharges you, that encourages you, that affirms you, that causes you to say enough is enough with struggle, that causes you to say, I'm going to break the chains that I've been bound to, that says that I'm going to break generational curses. And I promise to be one thing, and say it with me if you've been with me for as long as I've been saying it. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. So again, if it's your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. All right, let's get to work. All right, so recently I was in a service, and they were talking about relationships, and they really started talking about, the pastor, shout out to Greg Ford, by the way, of One Church, it was talking about relational pain. I think in our lives we will go through some type of relational pain. We'll go through the pain of somebody saying something when we don't do something for them. We will endure the pain of being told something by somebody we were close to. We will endure the pain of people leaving without explanation. We'll all deal with some type of relational pain, whether that is the relationship between two friends, whether that is a relationship between a boyfriend and girlfriend, whether that's the the relationship, but, you know, between two significant others, doesn't matter. We will deal with some type of relational pain, even while in the midst of a relationship. He talked about the four levels of relational pain. And so today, just for a brief moment, I wanted to talk about the four levels of relational pain. And, you know, rock with me if you've dealt with these at some point. Show of hands. Have you ever heard this? Of course, you know, I can't see you and you can't see me, but for research purposes, let's do this thing. Show of hands. How many people have heard of the four levels of relational pain? I know the first time I heard it was actually in this particular service. And we have to realize that it's going to happen. You know, we're going to deal with some type of relational pain. We're going to deal with it from time to time. We're going to deal with some type of relational. There's always going to be some frustrating moment from time to time. It's, you know, some of the best couples that I've heard have always said, you know, it's not always perfect, but it sure is worth it. It's not always perfect, but it sure is worth it. And what that means to me is that, yeah, it's not always going to be, you know, butterflies, hummingbirds, butterscotch and, you know, rainbows and all that stuff. It's not always going to be that. Sometimes you're going to have some days where they butt heads. Sometimes you're going to have some days where you don't agree. And that's all right. But it's not going to be enough that it causes us to break up. It causes us to never want to deal with each other again. But we'll all have dealt, like I said, we've all dealt with some type of relational pain, some type of relational hurt. And so, like I said, let's talk about the four levels of relational hurt. Here we go. I hope you're taking notes, by the way, as we go through this. The first one is attack. 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 When the pain was absolutely intentional. When they meant to do. Oh, they meant to say that. They pulled no punches. It was intended to make you feel the absolute worst. It was meant to tear you down. It was meant to break you, was meant to hurt you, it's meant to make you, you know, cause your self-esteem level to go down. It was meant to break your self-confidence. It was meant to break your will. It was intentional. Well, let's talk about intentionality on a positive note on this show. I always talk about being intentional, being all in and meaning to do something. But let's talk about the flip side of intentionality. When on the negative end, where somebody has said something to you or about you and was meant to hurt. And sometimes we see that when you tell somebody no, and they're not used to being told no. We see a lot of this type of hurt on social media. We see this type of hurt frequently on social media, whether that is when somebody says no to somebody, or somebody does something that we disagree with, we quote unquote expose them. We try to expose them. We try to let it all hang out, as my grandma says. We'll try to destroy their character, destroy their and attack their integrity. So we expose them. Well, and we expose them by talking about the deepest, darkest secrets that we often, when we confide in some people, and they don't know how to properly handle a testimony or a trial that you're going through. The minute that you hurt them, the minute that you tell them no, their instinct, their first instinctual response will be, I'm going to expose this person. I'm about to tell all of their dirty laundry. I'm about to tell everything that they've been through. I'm about to talk about everything that they've, you know, talk about everything. I'm about to And I don't care how they feel about it. I don't care if they want to fight me or not. But I'm going to attack their every I'm going to attack every fiber of their being. We've all been through both sides of this type of relational hurt. And it's so frequent. It's so prevalent these days. We have to be in a place where we say, I'm going to learn how to handle a no. Because there's too many people out here that don't know how to handle a no. And that's why they go on attack mode. They've never been told no. I know that may be triggering for somebody listening right now that has dealt with the pain of somebody who you told them no and they couldn't take no for an answer. And so they attacked you. Not just physically, but psychologically, by destroying you and destroying who you are. The first level is attack. The second level of relational hurt is accident. When somebody says something and they didn't mean to say it. They said it by accident. It's a slip of the tongue. They said too much. They said a mouthful. They weren't supposed to say a mouthful. They weren't even supposed to say anything at all. They weren't even supposed to mention anything about what you were going through, but they accidentally slipped up and said something. And as much as attack, that first level attack hurts. Sometimes those accidental things hurt the most. Because they're unexpected. And sometimes those accidental hurts, those accidental levels, that level of pain that's accidental is the one that oftentimes breaks up a lot of happy homes, a lot of stable friendships. It shouldn't. However, in some cases, when you don't know the terms of a relationship or a friendship or whatnot, you will assume that everything is strong when everything instead is only, everything is only one-sided. And so the minute somebody accidentally slips up and says something, all hell breaks loose. Everything breaks down. And so you're stuck in a place where you thought they loved you and you thought that you could trust them and you thought that y'all were cool and you didn't expect them to say all that they said. And they're trying to explain to you that it was an accident. And sometimes when we're hurt and we're in pain, even some of the accidents that happen based on what we say, or the actions that we our actions will be megatons. They will be treated as they were purposeful. They will be treated as intentional. And we have to learn the difference between an accidental hurt and an intentional attack. Yes, they both feel the same to a person that doesn't know the difference. But there's a point in your life where you have to say, you know what? I know they didn't mean it. Accidents happen. They happen. I know there have been many a times where I've been on both sides of these first two levels where I've been told no about something and I intentionally meant to say something. Or if somebody asked me something about somebody and enough pressure will cause me to accidentally, enough pressure about something will cause me to accidentally say too much. And on that flip side, you never, sometimes when you accidentally say too much, you never realize the damage that you do. Or the damage that you've caused. Never realize it. And there's a point in period of your life where you have to say, you know what? I'm going to learn how to hold my tongue. I refuse to be pressured into saying something because I don't want to accidentally say too much and it causes a rift that is beyond repair. I love this person enough to hold on to everything that they've told me about them. I'm not going to sit here and run my mouth by accident. I'm not going to accidentally be goaded and pressured and vetted into saying something that I was meant to keep to myself. Because I value my friend. I value that friendship. I love that friend so much that I refuse to say something that would hurt them. They've been hurt enough. I don't want to add to it by accident. There's attack. There's accident. And number three. Hope you're still taking notes. Healing. And the way that I heard this particular part of this type of relational pain is when a bone doesn't heal properly, and they got to take it and they got to break it and reset the bone in order for it to heal properly. Sometimes the part that hurts the most, sometimes the part that really hurts is the healing process. The healing process hurts the absolute most when you're dealing with going through a storm, going through a period where you have been beat up and you've been bruised, you have been broken, you have been battered. And now that you've recognized the healing, that you need healing, there's another part of that that becomes tough. And that, my friend, is going from recognizing to implement. The implementation process can be hard. It can be tough. It can be very, very difficult. Because within healing, there is revealing. Once you there's revealing of things in your life and situations that happen. There's revealing of feelings that you've had when you're broken. When you've been hurt, when you've been betrayed by somebody. In order to get healed, you have to deal with the painful situation of resetting. The painful deal of resetting and going, this hurts. I can't believe I put myself through this. I can't believe I trusted so much. But nevertheless, in spite of it all, in spite of me going through this and getting beat up and battered and broken and bruised, and I'm going to fight through this. I'm going to go from understanding and recognizing that I need healing to implementation. To being consistent about that. This is a prime example of a point and period of my life. Dealing with the pain of not having a father in the house. Not having my father, my biological father in my life. Dealing with that pain of, you know, dealing with the resentment of why wasn't he here? But eventually there was a point where I said to myself, actually God dealt with me on this one, that I had to learn how to forgive, because if I didn't learn how to forgive, I would look down 20, 30, 40 years down the road and I would still feel the resentment and the bitterness of of not having a father in the house, of not having that biological father. I would still be dealing with that. And so there was a point in my life where I said, you know what, enough is enough. I can't hold on this much longer. It's hurting me to hold on to this particular thing. I often talk about that. There was a picture, and it was a person holding a rope. And they're holding on to this rope tight. They want to hold on to it. They're holding on to it. And their hand is turning red. They're going to hurt themselves if they hold on much longer. Uh-oh. Talk to them, Stevens. I think I will. You're going to hurt yourself if you hold on to a past hurt, to a past rejection, if you hold on to it. If you hold on to it, it will run your life. It will keep hurting you. If you hold on to somebody who was never intended to stay in your life long, if you hold on to it. And I refuse to hold on to it. I pray that anybody that's dealing with that piece in their life says to themselves, I'm not going to hold on to this but much longer. I'm not going to hold on to this hurt. I'm not going to hold on to this pain much longer. I have to heal. And if it means to reset, then so be it. Because sometimes, in order to heal a bone, you have to break it. You have to re-break it to reset it for it to heal properly. The fourth portion of the fourth level of me of relational pain is growth. Growing pains. We dealt with growing pains as we, went from being a newborn to a toddler. And oftentimes, we find ourselves in a place where we're like that newborn to a toddler, where we're still learning how to talk, but we can't communicate our pain in words. We can't communicate that we're in pain, that we can't communicate that we're going through growing pains. To my bros who are listening to this show, how many people are still dealing with growing pains and oftentimes the inability to communicate those growing pains? I know, and allow me to be transparent, the last year, through the middle of this pandemic, the beginning, at the onset of this pandemic, while sitting in this house, while sitting in my house, I had to deal with growing pains that I oftentimes had the inability to communicate and talk about. And I had to deal with my oftentimes fear of saying, I'm hurting about something. And that led to me being able to not only communicate about the mental anguish, but now being able to communicate when I'm in actual physical pain. Because when you have been taught to never communicate pain, and I know I talk about this often, but it needs to be discussed often. But when you have been not only vocally, not only have you been taught vocally, but visually been taught that you never communicate your pain because it's not the right thing to do. And I said something at work one. I said something at work one night. Well, actually, said it last night to be exact. I said it on Monday. I was dealing with something. I was having to lift something, and you know, kind of hurt my shoulder recently, and not supposed to be lifting heavy on one of my arms. And so initially, I called for help. And I said to myself, you know what, I'm not going to wait. And so I got it with the good arm. And I lifted it out of the cart and I put it down where it needed to go. And I told, you know, I was like, I pray. And I told them, I told whoever was coming to help me, you know, I appreciate your help. And somebody said something else. And I said, and sometimes we have this mindset. We need to not have this mindset for everything. I said this. It's all right. Sometimes you have to learn how to thug it out. But there's a point in your life, and this is a part of growing pains, where thugging it out doesn't do much. You have to communicate. You have to learn how to finally do something that you are absolutely uncomfortable with. And sometimes those growing pain, part of those growing pains coincide with the relationships that we are in. When somebody attacks, somebody accidentally hurts us. When somebody attacks us intentionally. Those are part of the growing pains. To be able to communicate when somebody hurts us. Somebody does us wrong. You have to learn the value of communication when we are dealing with growing pains. We have to be able to tell those people that we call ourselves close to when they've hurt us. But on the flip side of that, we have to learn how to apologize when we feel we've hurt somebody. Because I don't want to make this episode just about when others hurt us. But what about those times when we hurt others? When we are part of the attack. We do things and we hurt people on accident. What if we're a part of, what if we're the reason why somebody needs to heal? What if somebody has growing pains because of us? Because we've told them never to communicate how you feel. I will say this about this, about communicating how you feel to somebody who has hurt you that you were close to. Make sure that that person is make sure that person understands how you feel. It's hard communicating to somebody who feels like they've done nothing wrong. It feels like everything is perfect. And those are the people you have to avoid at times. Those people that think everything is perfect, that everything is all right, that nothing is going wrong. Those are the hardest ones to communicate with. So which one, I want to ask you as we close this episode, which ones are you dealing with the most? Which ones haunt you? Which ones, you know, which ones hurt you the most? Which one of these four triggers you the most? Is it attack? Is it an accidental pain? Is it the pain of dealing, finally implementing healing and going through that portion of your life where you have to heal? Or is it those growing pains? Or is it all four? Is it all four? I close with this. And this is a quote from Pastor Greg Ford that really struck me, that really stuck to me, that stuck with me. And it said, don't expect to have a healthy conflict with an unhealthy person. Don't expect to have an unhealthy conflict. Don't expect to have a healthy conflict with an unhealthy person. Make sure that when you confront, when you confront a relational pain, that the person that you are confronting can handle the confrontation. That it doesn't turn into something that causes damage that cannot be repaired, that causes a bridge to be burned that can never be rebuilt again. Make sure that you all are in one accord when it comes to confronting these particular types of relational pain. So I encourage you, as you go into your midweek, look deep at the relationships that you have, the friendships that you have. Look deep into that. Make sure that you two or your group of friends are in agreement that we must strengthen one another and that we must be willing to be transparent about when we are hurt by the ones that we're close to, and that we heal from past trauma. What floor of these four do you deal with the most? Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget the 22podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.